back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right, covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. That would be Alabama. I'm talking about this show sends its signal way on down south of Birmingham, up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and Mississippi thrown in just for good measure. Text lines are fun sometimes. I was having a good time just listening to Grandma Wanda, but I kept saying, yep. And then Wendy from Moulton texts in and goes, Phil can't get a word in, with a big laughing smiley emoji. Now, I'm not going to interrupt a sweet great-grandmother who calls my show. Missy from Falkville says, Encyclopedia Britannica is trying to rewrite the Bible. Wow. Says they write that it wasn't the homosexuality of the people that caused God to destroy them, but their inhospitality that caused it. I mean, wow. Okay, well, you know what? I don't put it past them. John from Huntsville. Phil, nice monologue. Just wondering, did you watch any of the Kentucky Derby? John, why are you asking about the Kentucky Derby? Anyway, and yeah, 7 racehorses. I did hear that. My wife's from Louisville. The Derby's always been a big deal. In her family and all that, but we were talking about that this morning, about 7 horses that died up there. 2 of them had accidents and had to be put down for injuries they couldn't repair, I guess. But anyway, horrible. Russ from Athens, from every April and May on my flagpole, is one of 7 flags that have flown over Alabama. First was the CSA, with first 7 states acknowledged with 7 stars. It's history and it's important. And he's got a picture of it flying over his flagpole. Thanks, Russ. Robert from Madison. I love these people that wanted the stones removed and all own Anheuser-Busch stock. He says, I hope these people that wanted the stones removed all own Anheuser-Busch stock. Yeah, there you go. Jeff from Indiana. Do you think they'll purge Joe Biden when he's convicted of treason? Interesting. Doubtful. In fact, I'm waiting to see. I don't know if y'all saw it or not. This is a total aside. I'll chase this rabbit for a minute. You know, I haven't totally engaged the whole topic of corruption in the Biden administration. I feel like it's such a national story, such a Fox News type story, that I haven't really done a lot of it. Not because I don't believe it. I think it's a huge hairy deal, and I think it's also going to be very telling. But you know, it's one of the stories that I didn't know that I needed to tackle it because everybody else in the world's tackling it. Well, I'm going to tell you this weekend it got very real. I'm not sure if you saw James Comer, congressman from Kentucky, but he did an appearance on Maria Bartiromo's show Sunday morning. And they're holding a press conference on Wednesday. And he says it's going to be an earth-shaking press conference. They're going to lay out bank records. They're going to lay out recipients of the money from various members of the Biden administration. They're even going to also show the sourcing of what foreign countries sent the money that then wound up in the hands of members of the Biden family. He says this is, in fact, it's so big that he's telling the Justice Department, don't you dare try to indict Hunter Biden over the next couple of days on something trivial like filling out his gun forms wrong. Because all they're doing then is trying to lock down and put him in a place where he can plead the fifth on anything because he's already under indictment. James Comer is saying, don't you play games like this because you know our briefing is coming. Apparently, the FBI has already seen some of what's going to be in that press briefing, and the whole world is waiting to see. I think Democrats are in big trouble. I don't think James Comer would make this statement if he didn't have the ability to back it up. So we'll see how that goes. That's Wednesday. So keep your eyes on the prize for that one. Allie from Athens has texted in about the monologue. Says, that was superb, Colonel. You absolutely and arguably illustrated the need to let the story be the story. The other one who agrees with you is God Almighty, who kept the dreadful parts of Israel's history smack dab in the middle of the book. That's true. That's a great point. Says, the history of the Rangers is indeed redemptive, and may we tell it loud and long. Rangers lead the way. Thank you, Allie. Especially, you get me right in the heart when you start yelling, Rangers lead the way, like that. Brian from Huntsville. He says, the 4th Alabama, to them, it was the Battle of Bull Run. He's right. I did say Manassas. As soon as I said that, I thought someone's going to say that. You're right. To the 4th Alabama, it was the Battle of Bull Run. It was called the Battle of Manassas. 1st and 2nd Manassas, 1st and 2nd Bull Run, depending upon which side you're on. Second point, he says, is fighting Joe Wheeler after the war between the states once again served as a U.S. officer. Yes, he did. There were a number who did like that. In fact, I don't know if it was the same Mosby, But Mosby's Raiders, wasn't Mosby the one known as, was he the, hang on, I'm maybe getting my memories confused, a Swamp Fox? Or was that Marion? Anyway, the bottom line is Mosby served as a U.S. ambassador appointed by Grant after the war. And then Hans from Biloxi says to you, Boomer, he says, great idea to put all your resources up for the listeners. So perfect. Yeah, so if you're not familiar, by the way, on the tab where we live stream the show, you can go to rightsideradio.org, go to the place where we live stream, and you can see the video, you can pick up the audio. But Boomer also, every single day, when you hear me rattling paper during the Triple Dipper, all those articles, people were always saying, so what was that article you had? Where was that? Anyway, they're all up there now. You can go to click the resources button at the top of that live stream page, and then just go there, and there's the Triple Dipper, and there's every single article laid out. All right. Hey, listen, we're going to jump right in. The Triple Dipper today. This is one of the biggest stories of the year. It's not like we're looking at something that's like new and nobody saw it coming. It's been ongoing for a while now, but the southern border is to the point of being described by the news outlets now as chaos. They're no longer even trying to protect the bite. They know it's so bad that they have to report it now. I mean, for the longest time, they wouldn't even talk about it. I mean, during Trump, it was all about how dare he build a wall, and let's go down there and take pictures of Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez wearing her white outfit and fake crying next to the fenced-in areas where they kept detainees. So there are crimes happening right now all over the U.S., in part because there are illegals that are here. I got a few here in my stack. There are tragedies happening as people travel to the southern border right now. The death toll is astronomical. I still remember, it's burned in my memory last year, reading an article on the show, and one of the sheriffs on the border counties in Texas, it was either Texas or Arizona now, said that they find bodies in the Rio Grande nearly daily. And that you've got children being abandoned. Human trafficking is at epic levels. Fentanyl is flooding across the border. And what we're looking at right now, it's gotten so bad that just today, a story broke on the news right before. In fact, I'm looking at the headline. It's still up on the screen. FoxNews.com has a piece. Governor Greg Abbott of Texas has established what he calls his tactical border force. His tactical border force. He now has thousands of Texas National Guardsmen. He just called up 545 more Texas National Guardsmen. Y'all, that's a battalion. He just called up 545 more Texas National Guardsmen to work in Operation Lone Star on the border in what he calls the Texas Tactical Border Force. And they're working. Article here, in fact, I didn't print this one out because it was so new. But I believe it says that over the last, oh gosh, how many months, that the Texas Border Force has already deterred something like 37,000 illegals at the border. And that's just the Texas Guardsmen. Folks, what we're looking at right now, Title 42, the ability to turn people back because of COVID. Now, granted, Title 42 has to go away. You can't keep saying COVID emergency when the rest of the world knows that the COVID emergency is past us, all right? There's no COVID deterrence right now. People are still getting it, yeah, but also still getting the flu. I mean, it's just part of life right now. It's endemic, not pandemic. But that being said, the southern border, how long have they known Title 42 was going to expire? I ask you. Hey, Boomer, just real quick, wake up over there.
Yep.
Just have you heard the southern border was an issue before today?
No. Really?
I don't want to shock you or anything.
Oh my goodness!
I mean, let me just go ahead and prepare you, Boomer. The southern border is a mess, just so you know.
Oh my goodness!
Yeah,
I had no clue.
I didn't.
I mean,
think...
I heard the czar was just amazing.
Oh, she is something else. All right, go back to what you were doing. I'm sorry, he was over there doing.
I'm just
buttons
watching the buttons.
There's a lot of them. RedState.com has a piece. I'll give you this before the break, but RedState.com has a piece. And their title is what caused the name of this triple dipper. Human tsunami expected at the border when Title 42 expires. 10,000 reportedly set to cross on day one. 10,000. Let's go ahead and do the math. If you have 365,000 or 365 days in a year and you have 10,000 on average crossing a day, you're looking at 365,000 a year crossing in. It's going to be more than that, though, because they're already saying that number may actually be moderate. You have a huge mass of illegal migrants waiting to cross the border on the Mexican side right now, and they're waiting because this Thursday, May 11th, this coming Thursday, this week, Title 42 goes away. And we're looking at literally them knowing, and they're planning it. They know what they're doing. It's staged. They're going to rush the border because they know at that point that one of the only ways that we can turn people around was Title 42. And the article here from Red State points out that the policy, Title 42, it currently allows for border immigration authorities to prohibit the entry of those who potentially pose a health risk or recently visited a country where communicable disease was present. It's an old act. It was just put back in place. It was being enforced by the Trump administration and left in place, even though Biden tried to get rid of it. He went to court twice trying to get rid of it. Why would he do that? I'll tell you why he'd do that, because he's for open borders. It says President Biden tried twice to remove the restriction but was rejected by the courts after legal battles. But now, with the COVID pandemic officially ending May 11th, that means Title 42 is also sunsetting. 2.5 million people have been turned back by that since it was enacted by Trump. Can you imagine? We've had 6 million people come into the U.S. since Biden took office by pouring through the southern border. 6 million. 2.5 million were turned back. What would be happening right now? Anyway, an expected tsunami of folks crossing at the border. Some estimates put the number at a staggering 700,000 to a million in the near term. The border has turned into nothing but a speed bump. The border is nothing but a threshold now. That's all it is. We've gone from having like basically a fence around your yard to just having an open doorway. And people are streaming through it. And if you think this is not a problem, just wait and watch the aftermath of this. How many will then be, you know, in the midst of activities we don't know what they're doing or who they are? How many will be here needing assistance with public services and driving the cost of maintaining society through the roof? How many will be here that then start driving without licenses and don't have liability insurance because they don't want to get caught when they sign up for it? And so they have a wreck, and then people are damaged and no one has insurance. How many of these people are going to be entering the emergency rooms looking for treatment because they don't have health insurance because they're here illegally? It's going to be of epic scale. Biden has now ordered 1,500 more active duty troops to the area in the coming days to join the 2,500 National Guard already there, 545 more again today from Texas. But the reality is this. They've known this problem was coming, and everything that I've got here in my stack is stuff like just in the last few days they're calling up some more, you know, military. They say they're going to have a new policy in place by Thursday. By Thursday? Well, you know what the deterrence would have been? How about you had that in place 6 months ago, a year ago, and everybody traveling across Mexico to get to our southern border would go, maybe it's not worth going. Oh, no, they're going to wait. And 10,000 have piled up on the far side of the border just waiting to pile through. We'll have a policy probably ready by Thursday. President Biden has never led anything in his entire life, and it shows. And it shows heavy on our southern border. All right, boom, I just got on a rant. You going to let me just go on, man? You just sitting there just like waiting to see what Phil's going to do. Take it to a break. All right, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. You guys stay tuned. By the way, top of the hour, Lance Bell, state senator, just got back from the southern border. He'll give us his firsthand impressions. Y'all stay tuned. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right, making it cool to be a conservative. All right, we're about to move forward here. Top of the hour, by the way, after we get back from the top of the hour break, we'll have State Senator Lance Bell on the air. He's just gotten back from the southern border, went down there with a group of other legislators, and, man, he got an eyeful, let me tell you. So, yeah, we'll be hearing from him at 3 o'clock.
Hey, right. Real quick.
Yeah.
So we had a caller call in just a minute ago, Larry. I believe he was from Decatur, I believe. Coleman.
Yeah.
Decatur. Okay. And he was like, oh, make sure you tell Phil, get his math right. 365 days times 10,000 is 3,650,000.
Oh.
Oh. But then I was like, you know what? He's talking going through all of his material.
That's right.
So I'm going to give you the
benefit
of the doubt.
What's a few million between friends?
Between friends.
I said 365,000,
yeah.
Didn't I?
Yeah.
You know what's funny is when that came out of my mouth, I had this brief moment of that didn't feel right. But since math was never my strong suit, I just kind of breezed right on past it. Like, you know, I wasn't going to stop and get the calculator out. Maybe I should have. Okay, so you're right. 10,000 a day.
That's a lot.
That's 3.6 freaking million.
Whew.
God, my gosh. That's, I mean, this is beyond jackassery.
Oh, that's exactly what I was going to do.
Jackassery, man. And that, you know, a lot of times we use that jackassery sound effect as, you know, sort of, you know, tongue-in-cheek, euphemism, being lighthearted. This one's really not that lighthearted. Mm-hmm. I mean, 3.6 million more in the next year? God almighty. I mean, when does somebody confess in the Biden administration that we have really hosed this? I mean, hosed it. Because if you don't secure your border, you have no border. If you don't have a border, do you have a nation? Just unbelievable. I don't know if y'all remember this or not, but a while back I did an opening monologue, and I did it on the things, and I think I may have done a dipper on this. The criteria or the different elements that some historians believe brought about the downfall of ancient Rome. One of them was a loss of control of borders. They had no means to control their borders. They had a massive influx of people, mass migrations. I think it was mostly some of the Nordic tribes began to wander through. And this mass migration of people and the inability to control the borders created part of the chaos that brought the downfall of the, you know, of Rome. And they also had polarization in government. That sounds familiar, doesn't it? I just watched this and I think someone, can we please elect a leader? I mean, an actual leader. Because I say it again, I'm not prone to just point fingers and yell and carry on, but I'll be honest with you. I say it over and over again. Think about this. Find me in his lifetime where you believe that Joe Biden has been a leader. And I don't mean he chaired a committee while he was in the Senate. My neighbor's cat could chair a committee in the Senate. The decorum and the protocol is so great that all they have to do is get up there and speak. No one can interrupt them. And then he goes to the podium and he has all that time for what I've often called rhetoric without responsibility. Just literally being able to shout and carry on and say whatever he wanted to do and walk away from the podium and not have any accountability. Well, guess what? Now he's in charge. And suddenly it matters. And he's failing miserably. Southern border being there. Boomer, I got two stories. That's the biggest stack of dipper stuff I got. Coming right back, we'll be talking to State Senator Lance Bell. Just got back from the southern border. We'll hear his thoughts, and then I'll wrap this one up. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. Right Side.